Ted, here's some good news for you. Frito-Lay is adding 20% more chips to some of its bags after years of complaints about shrinkflation.
There's a lot of air in that bag.
You bet. I bought some this week. And
they're probably going to raise prices by 35% if they're adding 20% more chips.
There's little caveats here.
Oh, okay.
A 2021 study found one version of Tostitos had dropped from 13 ounces a bag to 11 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Another dropped from 12 to 11. There were similar issues with Ruffles, which are also Frito-Lay. They revealed the plan to add more chips in their quarterly earnings call. They used the term bonus bags. It's not happening with all their products. It sounds like it might be just their jumbo-sized bags, the big ones, and only for a few products popular with football fans. Tostitos, Ruffles, and Doritos were all mentioned by name. They're also only selling the new bonus bags at select locations. No word yet on when that's going to happen. So Frito-Lay is adding 20% more chips back to the bags. And, oh, by the way, we're not going to tell you when, where, or...
Right. Like a lot of corporate BS to me.
Only on certain bags. Yeah, I bought it, you know, this week, you know, Shelley made some chili the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I dropped by the store to get... And I just noticed it.
Got to get some corn chips.
Not even half a bag. It's full. I mean...
Yeah, a lot of air.
So what's the answer? Smaller bags? Or more chips to fill it up, fill up the space? Oh. Anyway, there you go. It's a controversy, no doubt about it.
All I know is that bag costs a lot.
It does.
Well, it costs about twice as much as it used to.
Yeah. Not to pick on one product, but...
No, but, I mean, they're all
the ones
like
you
that.
Put in your chili? Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, like
$5 a bag.
Used to be able to go in for like a couple of bucks. I'll go get some corn chips for $2. And now it's five or more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that way with all those chips.
Well, they take out a loan to go buy chips.
I know.
Or you can just do what we do and just don't eat chips anymore.
Well, you could do that too. That's certainly your option.
That's the power of the consumer.
But the chili's not as good without them.
I'll not eat any chips ever again.
That's a lie.
Whoa. A man has been arrested for animal cruelty after authorities say he abandoned his dog in floodwaters along a highway as residents evacuated last week because
I've seen this Hurricane all over social media.
Oh, it is. I haven't seen it till today. 23-year-old man charged Monday with felony aggravated animal cruelty. The dog, nicknamed Trooper by the Florida Highway Patrol, found alive last Wednesday in floodwaters up to his chest.
Yeah, he was up to his belly in the water, and he's standing there tied to a fence. It was sad. But they got him rescued.
Guess the guy didn't want his dog anymore. Maybe he couldn't take care of him. Maybe he couldn't afford dog food or Fritos. Okay. Walt Disney Company set to pilot a new pass for guests to get on rides faster at its domestic theme parks. But the cost might be a bit out of reach for some people. At Disneyland in California, the Lightning Lane Premier Pass will cost $400 per person per day for visits to both Disneyland and Disney California Adventure through the end of the year, as long as the guest also has a valid admission ticket with a park hopper benefit.
Which you've already paid for.
You've already paid for
your
nose.
You already paid $100 for that.
Now we took it through the one nostril and could pay the other part of your nose.
If you can afford to, then you don't have to stand in the long line.
Yeah, prices at Disney World in Florida will range from $129 to $449 per pass at launch. Just so you can get front cuts.
Not a cheap day.
You know what I'd do? I just get in line. A $5 bill, go up the front and say, hey, can I get in front of you for $5? And they'll let you in, and then everybody will get mad at you. And
they're not going to let you in for $5. They're wanting you to pay $400 to get to the front of the line. They'll laugh at you if you give them a $5.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, you know, as the older you get, it's just no fun standing in line for
that kind of
stuff. And when you're a kid, you know, the anticipation builds. And then when you finally get on the ride, and it goes for 30 seconds, and you get off, and you say, really?
That was it?
That's it?
Yeah. Well, it's a lesson life learned for the youngster there.
Yeah, we don't
wait
have
and wait and wait. Was that all that?
We don't have
it. All that was?
Yeah, you know, we don't have an amusement park here anymore.
So. That's right, Wichita. Aren't we? You know, I said we're one of the largest cities in the nation that doesn't have an amusement park.
What's the answer? Should we just get the county commissioner or somebody say, look,
It's not a government thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's a private business. Really, you want the government to fund the amusement park?
You're right.
That's not good.
I'll tell you,
not a good
idea. The deal is that if they were profitable, there would be one. But you got to.
And how do other cities do it?
Well, they charge $500 a ticket, and nobody can go. All right, we're not solving any problems here. So let's move on.